All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects. Hopefully y'all had, from a non-sports perspective, I hope you all had a fantastic weekend. I hope you hitched your wagon to the Rocket so at least you could celebrate some sort of victory. And then realize that we are going to talk our way through the next 3 hours, which I can only guess is going to be predominantly driven by all of you.
That crap-ass performance turned in. Let's just be real.
Well, but I'm saying, what happened was we had validation for all the people that wouldn't turn over the new leaf after they beat the Patriots. And you are now all free to crap about the city all over your football
team. You know, it's all in perspective too. They're 4-2 in their last six, but 2-2 in their last four. So I think it just depends on how you look at it, right?
Yeah.
And the weird, eerie pattern of winning and losing in a certain way continues. Now, you remember I've talked about this before, how they won one, lost two, won one, lost two, won one, lost two, then they they lost one, won two. And it was going back and forth. They started off the season with a loss, and then they won two in a row. Then they lost, then they won two in a row. That continues because we thought, okay, that's going to end because they play the Broncos. Oh, no. They won those two in a row against the Colts, Patriots. Now they lost against the Broncos. So that means
they're going to lose to Tennessee.
They should beat Tennessee and the Bucs.
Oh, I thought it was one, win one, lose.
No, it's lose one, win two.
Oh, win two.
So now they should win the next two in a row and then lose the last game of the year.
Well, that's a good
which
time.
Would be the Titans.
At home.
So not good. Yeah. No, the Titans on the road.
I thought they're in Tennessee this week.
Oh, they are. That's right. My bad. Yeah. My bad. Yeah.
Regardless, I mean, there's so much to peel back and talk about. And I mean, is this the straw for everybody that says now the target is firmly planted on Bill? And
I don't think it can be, can it?
I just think because of his contract, no matter how much it's wishful thinking, it's like everything going on in politics these days. Everybody thinks, oh, this is the one that's going to get Trump. And it doesn't. And everybody keeps thinking, this is the one that's going to seal Bill O'Brien. And it doesn't.
You know,
and I'm not trying to get political, by the way. I'm just using a correlation between the real world and
because
politics.
Like you said,
sports.
After the win against the Colts, you were saying that people were upset about Bill O'Brien. And then were they back on the bandwagon now that they beat the Patriots? And I think what it is there's always going to be Bill O'Brien haters. They just, when they're winning and doing well, they just don't say anything. And they're just like, hey, they're happy their team is winning. But then once something like yesterday happens, then they come back out. See, I told you, this guy sucks. He's awful.
Yeah. I tweeted yesterday that Andrew Siciliano and the NFL Network on the Red Zone channel said they were just going on and on and on about how the Texans, no one saw this coming and how embarrassing it was. And they said it was the single most embarrassing loss in the NFL this year. Now, Juggalo Trey and a few people said no, when the Cowboys lost to the Jets. But when you look at it and realize that the Broncos hadn't beaten a team with a winning record all year, that you know they were missing pieces.
Second
they were starting
for
a rookie quarterback.
Drew Lock.
Right. And I just, all things being considered, and again, like, and from the flip side of it, when you have beaten the Patriots, when you seem to be getting some momentum, you beat the Colts, so you really solidified taking control of the division. And then to do this, it's like now you completely validate everybody that said, nope, here we go again, been through this before, they've done this to me too many times, and here they're doing it to you again.
Yeah, and this game wasn't even this close. This is really a 38-17 game. They picked up that garbage-ass touchdown at the end. This was not that close.
It was 38-3 at one point, so that's pretty damn embarrassing. And you know, kudos to you, and it's still got to play out. But you're the one that said, hey, sleeper is the Titans, and they got a legitimate shot. And everybody's like,
you all made fun of me.
Oh, I laughed at it because
on
the flip side, the Titans are pretty notorious for crapping the bed when they have. So we'll see who craps the bed hardest first.
Don't worry, Joel. I'm used to my sleepers getting laughed at. If you'll recall, about 6 to 8 weeks ago, I said Baylor was a sleeper to make the playoffs. And then one Fred Fowler came in here and mocked me and said how dumb I was and how that was a stupid-ass pick and it was going to be Oregon. So I'll be sure I mentioned that to Fred on the way out today.
Boy, they legitimately had a chance.
Yeah, they did. Sorry, I didn't mean to change. I'm just saying when I was talking about sleepers about Titans.
We're going to get to that, too.
I think Baylor was 16 or 19 in the country when I said, watch out. There's your one lost team. Because we were talking about teams that jumped, that could make a big leap, and that was the sleeper that I said. But the Titans are legitimate. And who would have thought with Tannehill that they would be? But we'll get to all of that.
He's a tackler, too. Did you see the tackle he made from behind on the lineman that got the turnover? It was like, oh, my God. Everybody's like, the form, the side, the head to the side, the wrap.
That's that Aggie training. That's that Aggie football training.
But, again, sometimes, and no one wants to believe it, but sometimes a change of scenery can be the difference. He has been fantastic since he got to Tennessee.
Speaking of that, your boy Kareem Jackson got a change of scenery, and boy, did he step up big yesterday.
If you could script your homecoming to any situation like that, say, you know, your first time back and you see an ex-girlfriend after you guys broke up, or your first time back with a team after they didn't want you back, and you can get a participate in which you get a lateral on a turnover and turn that into a touchdown, you get an interception, and then just for good measure, you drill the ever-living crap out of DeAndre Hopkins at the end of the game with a clean hit that rattled his cage, and you're like, God, this dude is just living the dream today.
He really was. I mean, you talk about a homecoming for the ages, for him at least.
Yep.
And he played his ass off. Give him credit. I mean,
no doubt.
He was the Kareem Jackson we knew he was as far as tackling goes. I mean, obviously in coverage, it was a whole different story. Sure. But
there's a reason why he was moving safe.
Yeah, but I mean, watching him, he's still playing well back there.
Could he have been much worse than Jonathan Joseph is?
No, I don't think
so. See, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I think, you know, not saying that they should have brought him back, because look, like I said, he led the league going into yesterday, I think, with missed tackles at 10.
Who?
For the year, Kareem.
Oh, really?
But overall, I mean, like you said, I was right on the same page as you. Hitting wise,
oh man,
that dude brings the wood. Yeah. I mean, he's going to knock your rear end down.
Yeah. I was impressed with Drew Lock. I was impressed with his performance. You know, there was a story that came out 2 or 3 weeks ago when there was discussions that Locke was probably going to get a start. And I don't remember the exact details, but someone on that team had said that they saw Drew Locke throw an incomplete pass and got excited and said, this kid is the real deal. And I thought, what a stupid idea for a story. It's an incomplete pass, and these guys were fawning all over him. Well, turns out maybe whoever said that on that team knew what they were talking about, because so far – and his small little two-game sample size, you know, we talked a little bit about it last week, that this Texans secondary was really starting to gel. Mm-hmm.
Sarah Barshop's article.
They got picked apart yesterday. Not just the secondary, linebackers too. That old defense looked terrible. But, boy, he was so accurate and on point finding the open man. It was like he would go through his progressions. He wouldn't panic. He had time. There was really no pass rush.
They were giving his receivers an excessive amount of pad, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
and they continue to do that. That's been a thing all year. That's been a theme all year for this team. Was the cushion that they give these receivers, whether they're just playing zone, they don't play a lot of bump man coverage, and I don't understand why. And maybe it's just Romeo Crennel's scheme, but it's not been working because they're in the bottom half of the league, even though the last 2 weeks they were trending in a positive direction as a secondary. But again, last night it backfires. But how many times was Fant just wide open?
Yeah. I mean, not just on the touchdown early on, but yeah, any time that he looked for separation, he didn't have to look far because he already had it before he tried to either create contact and push off a little bit, whatever. It was there before he had to do anything else.
He had 4 targets. He caught all 4, averaged 28 yards a reception. Long of a 48, had a touchdown. It was just a ridiculously efficient day for their tight end and efficient day for Drew Lock. I was like, man, this kid, he looks great. Good for Denver. I'm not saying
save John Elway's job.
Yeah, if he turns out to be a good starter, you're right. It could be, because that's the one thing where if you hit on a guy like that in the middle rounds, good for you.
You got Drew Lock. Like you mentioned, Fant was a good pick.
Yeah,
that's turned
Fant
out good for them.
Really good.
You know, their defense, you got Von Miller back. He wasn't supposed to play.
Cortland Sutton is a good
pickup for them as well. Chubb, until he got hurt. Bradley Chubb, as a defensive end and linebacker, has been a nice add. And so suddenly the scrutiny's a little less on John Elway, and they can relax a little bit to say, hey, whether or not they're a playoff team this year, they're trending in the right direction because they're building a little bit. And then we go back to our quarterback because of the fact that, Our quarterback seems to be a mirror image of this entire team. When he's good, he's really, really good. And all of a sudden, when you think he's got it and he's taking that next step forward, he reverts back to some of the same mistakes that we constantly are critical of him. Because, look, his numbers were still good, and he's still obviously the man for this franchise. But when he hangs on to it too long and some of his decision-making, time and time again, throwing into double coverage, I was like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, so, the whole team seemed to regress yesterday. Bill O'Brien and his play calling, the timeout situation where he's basically buying time for the Broncos at the end of the half, which didn't make any sense. Deshaun Watson, I thought, held on to the ball too long, made some bad decisions. Running game wasn't great. Of course, when you're playing from behind, when it's 14-0 after one.
Yeah, you can't run.
You can't, but they tried to. They were still running the ball.
That
was
the other thing.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you run when you're not supposed to, and so there was no tempo. There was no balance. There was no, you know, running game to set off the passing game. Even the Broncos announcers, and I heard on XM, they were basically saying, it's getting pretty predictable here where they're going to run twice, and then they're going to try and throw the home run hero ball. And then when they got behind, it's like, well, maybe they'll do it the opposite way. But no, they just eliminated the run at a certain point.
And for as much as we hear about, you know, the run, of how Kiki Cutie had fallen out of favor with this franchise and Bill O'Brien, and he, you know, he's a healthy scratch for a while, and now all of a sudden he's out there, he gets 8 targets, and Kenny Stills only got 2, and I'm like, if you got Kenny Stills on the field along with Kiki Cutie, how does he get more targets? How does Cutie get more targets than Kenny Stills in the passing game? I really like what Kenny Stills brings to this team, whether he's injured or something, I don't know, but that just...
Well, when you do get Cutie the ball, what does he do? He fumbles.
Yeah, you could go down the list of just bad decisions and bad things that happened yesterday.
Plenty to talk about. We're going to talk a lot about the Texans. Going to talk a lot about the college football playoffs and the Final Four. Going to talk maybe a little bit about your Rockets. And if there's something on your mind you want to get it off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. Call that number. Text that number. And, of course, you can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. Before we get any further into the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Look, it's the holidays. Some people are putting up lights. They're going to have a lot of things inside and out where they get a lot of extra electricity in the house. You don't have to worry about it if you have Infuse Energy, because the charges are going to be, they're not going to blow you away because of the fact that you lock in your rate, you lock in your deal, and they take great care of you. They got a 5 out of 5-star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. It's the best you can get because they're focused on and take care of their customers first and foremost. CEO Josh Pestikoff and his staff, that's what they're focused on doing, making sure, like a trusted friend, they're not going to screw you over. They're going to be honest, tell you when another company can beat their deals. But more so than anything else, they're going to listen, they're going to learn, and they're going to set you up with the best deal and plan they possibly can. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, and right off the top, $25 bill credit on your first bill, and they take you from there. You can check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, just give them a call, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Lots of suspects have taken my advice, hit up Infuse, and can't stop talking about how great they've been treated and how much better their rates can be. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Check them out and infuse energy into your life.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take it till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Keep it right here on the Houston sports leader for radio, ESPN 97.5. Nicholas,
I like how you just threw that in there.
You know, I kind of do my every now and then. Living vicariously through the single life, how was the weekend, Nicholas? Because we're very focused on the fact that you haven't spoken really much yet today. So are you recovering, hiding, or you're good?
Yeah, it was one of those crazy weekends. I actually went to a rave.
Oh, another one. You've been doing that.
Yeah, I've never seen cowboy ravers. But that was
cowboy.
Yeah,
guys. What is that? Assless chaps.
with guys in cowboy hats and girls in cowboy hats at a rave. That was interesting and different. It was a very crazy rave, but I was there.
Okay.
So yeah, I recovered though. I'm not feeling like tired or bogged down or anything like that.
Did you walk in and say guns out, funds out, and just drop your pants?
No, I did not. I was just supporting a buddy of mine, a DJ.
Oh.
So yeah.
Okay.
What about you guys? What you guys do?
Man, I've been sick, so I didn't do anything.
You're still sick?
Yeah.
What'd you catch?
I don't know if it's...
It's from a soda can. What's different?
I don't know if it's allergies, because I don't have a fever, but I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on, but I got my cough drops, and I know I sound different.
You do.
But I got the cough drops, so...
Good, so we're all going to be sick.
Yeah, great.
Going into our vacation.
With a newborn, too. That's
fantastic.
You want a cough drop?
No, it's
like a vitamin C boost or something. Jeez.
I got the HIV. It's over. I got the HIV.
That's the crazy thing, too, with a newborn, is until they get all of their shots, they can't be out and about.
All the time?
So the pediatrician, no, they can't be around other people or places like the mall or where there's germs or things like that. And our pediatrician said, look, she's got two rounds of shots that she has to get through, but it's okay to go outside and take her for walks. So Lisa's been doing that. But I was like, but she can't, like, if she goes to pick Taylor up from school, she has to stay in the pickup line. She can't go get down, take the baby in and go get Taylor, or she can't take her to the store or whatever, because until... They said if she gets sick and hasn't gone through her shots and everything like that, it can be really, really a big problem. I was like, golly, that's a pain in the ass.
That is.
I'm like, can't you just go and take the baby with you? She's like, no, because the baby's not supposed to be outside. I mean, in highly populated areas like school or this or that. I was like, okay, all right, well, I'm working on it. Things you forget when you have the first one that you're
you're
in the worst possible way.
And I'm this is what it is. Well, it's all right.
Nothing short of sleep time is the biggest thing. This morning at 4:45, because we alternate. So, like, she'll get up 2 to 3 times in the middle of the night and need a diaper change and a feeding, and then she normally falls asleep. So normally, especially if Lisa's, like, really not getting any, I'll do all night, all the different spots.
Right.
This morning, Lisa decides to do the 4:30, and at 4:45, the baby, just after having the bottle, ain't sleeping, and she has a reflux-like issue like I have, and so she constantly, she just sits there, and she's kind of like... and it's like, and it keeps happening, and so you can't sleep because you're always like, is she okay? And I finally just said, screw it, Lisa, go to bed, I'll take her. And normally if I take her in the other room and we have this big recliner and I put her on my chest and recline, she'll fall asleep. Nope, not
wasn't
this morning
enough.
For 2.5 hours it was just fussing, and if she cries you just want to do everything to make her stop.
Yeah.
And I looked at the clock and I was like, it's 7:15, and like, I am so tired, and there's no nap, there's no I gotta go.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Starbucks and said, just jack it up with as many shots as you can, because it's going to be one of those days.
I didn't know where that was going.
Well, that's where it went.
Well, that's good that you you got your coffee. I know you didn't get no sleep, but
no.
That's okay. Yeah. When you're sick, I don't sleep. Do you sleep well when you're sick?
No, it depends if you take meds. If you take certain meds, like Sudafed or things like that, will knock you out. Where I can, that I just take that and I'm like, nighty-night, I'm going to be gone now, sleeping for about 8 hours.
Wait, Sudafed makes you sleepy? Because I took one right before the show.
Sudafed should make you sleepy.
Oh.
I feel like it depends on how sick you are. I mean, sometimes it'll just help me sleep, but it won't make me go to sleep. And sometimes it just, I'm just so
it's
sick.
It's one of those weird, I don't know, maybe I'm just weird. You guys validate this. Well, no.
Well, we already,
no, see.
You don't even have to say anything after that.
Son
it's like
bitch,
validated.
I walked
next.
Right into that.
Yep.
Like, I'm having this, like, congestion issue, right?
Your head cold, right?
Yeah, basically. And you know how, like, one side of your head, your nostril will be clogged up?
Yeah.
So if you lay on a certain way, it unclogs, and you're like, oh, that's the best feeling in the world when you're laying in bed and you can't breathe. You roll over, and about 2 minutes in, your nose just frees up and
yeah,
you can breathe.
Like, it's a constant running all over your face
and then
your pillow.
Then you got to roll back the other way and get the other side. Yeah, that's the constant battle that I'm in right now. So that's good. At least it's
not
me.
Yeah, you're definitely sick.
Yeah, that's the.
That's fantastic.
That's what?
Because I can't afford to be bringing that home.
Well, we ain't going to make out, bro, unless, you know, you want to.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
pass
never mind.
On that. Yeah.
Fine.
I did get some stuff. I mean, I got my shout out, by the way, to my buddy Ben and Houston Flowery on Westheimer. Obviously, in years past, we've been kind of able to kind of fudge what time we put, when we put the, I saw you guys got your tree up. You know, we didn't have a tree up yet. I mean, with all the stuff we have going on, I haven't really got into the decorating or anything like that. And then Taylor's like, Daddy, at school, everybody was talking about their Christmas trees. We don't have one. I was like, okay. in and out. Went to Houston Flowery and my buddy's shop here on Westheimer and got to pick one out and got that on the way. So Taylor will have her tree to decorate. So I got that done, got a haircut, got some things done this morning. So I was moving and shaking, but thank God, because without the caffeine, I'd have just been flat on my face.
Yeah. You got your foo-foo drink from Starbucks?
Yeah, Nick. It's called an Americano Ice. Lance drinks the same thing. It's just shots and
water. Well, that doesn't make it not foo-foo just because he drinks it. It just means you both drink it. Foo-foo drinks.
No, he's talking about... Isn't it this time of the year that you start getting your really over-the-top the praline
latte and the gingerbread stuff?
Yeah, praline and gingerbread pumpkin
about
spice.
The same time of the year you always pick on me about.
Extra cream.
Yep.
Yep. Heavy cream. Yeah.
It's good stuff, though.
Okay.
It's amazing coffee.
Okay. Well, then you know what to get. Then we know what to get you for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. One of those... Gift cards that you gave me when you complain, when you yell at one of the baristas at Starbucks.
Yeah.
You get a free coffee voucher.
I can't recycle the paper ones anymore. They've eliminated those from play. So I'll just have to recycle some of my Starbucks gift cards for you.
Okay. I'm down for that. I'll take free Starbucks gift cards.
I bet you will. And I'll take whatever you give me, which is normally nothing. So we were talking about the Texans.
Yeah.
I think there's a school of thought where everybody, again, had focused everything, all the blame on Bill O'Brien again yesterday. I mean, are we good with that? Because we've been down this road before. And again, we both kind of got into it, and I think we both are in agreement. You can get your hopes up all you want, but based on the contract and everything else, the way it sits right now, I don't think this is the straw that breaks the camel's back with Cal McNair, and now suddenly he's on the hot seat.
No, they're 8-5 and leading the division. Why would he be on the hot seat right now? You had an ugly loss. If you look at the Patriots, they've had a couple ugly losses. You had an ugly loss against Baltimore. What? A couple ugly losses in a season.
Time. You can't compare the Patriot losses to the Texans losses.
To the Patriots, they might as well be like what the Texans
did.
That's
the difference in a
the fact that
team
they lost
competing for
two
a championship in the Houston Texans.
The fact that they lost two in a row, trust me, they're melting down in Boston today.
But they've lost,
melting down.
But they've lost to three division-leading teams. The Texans...
They can't beat winners. That's what they're saying in Boston right now. It's over. Brady's old. It's over.
There's problems, but they're not going to say
it's over. I bet you there's one guy named Bull Jank who's up there going, is Bill Belichick on the hot seat right now?
I feel like Bill O'Brien's hot
seat. You're going to Bull Jank me? Is that what you're going to do to me? Okay.
I couldn't. Look,
like your best friend Fred who's calling you.
I had nothing.
What is it? Bree Yemenek or something? Yemenek?
I was trying to think of something and I had nothing.
You should just
go
home with a head cold. We'll take it from here. It's fine.
Bull Jank was all I had, bro. That's the best I could do.
Wow.
But I don't think – look, if they miss the playoffs
– Yeah, but
– But like you said, he ain't going nowhere. He's got –
Although
his
I will
his contract
say this,
and everything else, he ain't
they
going nowhere.
They do have a chance to miss the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
tell you what,
again, like you set the table, if Tennessee sweeps both games coming up
– Tennessee is getting good quarterback play.
And great running back
play. And they've had – I mean, Derrick Henry's been running well all year, but their defense has been playing really well.
Defense is good.
The fact of the matter is they finally got a guy that's – now, how long that's going to last? When does midnight strike and Cinderella turns back into who she really is? And, you know –
Tannehill?
Yeah. But until then, they're scary. You know what's not scary, though, Joel?
Please tell me.
I did a lot of driving this past week and put $8 back in my pocket with GetUpside. That's not scary. Where's your money going? Are you putting money back in your pocket when you fill up? If you're not using GetUpside, you're probably not doing that. Do yourself a favor right now. Go download it. It's in the iTunes and the Google Play Store, both. And when you download it and put it on your phone, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the app. And just a little seed money, get your account going. And then you can be like so many listeners to the station that have already started using GetUpside and reaping the benefits of using it. And yes, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon every time you fill up using the GetUpside app. And yes, you can get up to 35% cash back in your pocket every time you eat out using the GetUpside app. But there's other ways that you can make money too. You can refer your friends and give them your own code. Like mine is Barry. You get your code. And then when your friends use it, you'll get cash back as well. So you're going to get extra savings on top of that. And that's how you can start to get that $600 in your account like one of the listeners has. But you know what? You don't have to do that to make money. And if somebody were to come up to you and say, hey, I know you filled up a couple times this week. Here's $8. Would you take it? Absolutely you would. That's why I want you to use this app. Guys, it's a no-brainer. You're not locked in anything and you're not committed to anything. If you don't like it, don't use it. But I know you're going to love it. So do yourself a favor right now. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages by text. Message and data rates may apply.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, first hour rolls on. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Just to be aware of what's going on around here. We are currently in the middle of, or not quite in the middle of, but we are proceeding through the 12 days of Christmas on ESPN 97.5. So every day there are gifts to be had. Today's a good one. At some point during the show, you need to stay tuned because we are going to give away a round of golf for two at Wildcat. It's a pretty good deal right there. If you're a golfer, you don't have to pay. Grab you and a buddy and tee time and get on out and swing the sticks. That would be some fun. I know where you're going to go with this, too. You were pretty enamored with that, the 5-under on Friday, weren't you?
Loved it.
It was really cool.
Absolutely loved it. I've already looked into buying one of those for the house.
You texted me the picture. I know.
Yeah, I was there when I texted it to you.
Yeah, I know. But the listeners didn't know that. But, yeah, I knew at that point, like, you were really focused on this.
$7,000. You can get one in the house for $7,000.
Now, let me
not like that. Now, theirs is way fancier than what you get for $7,000.
Right.
I would imagine. What do you think one of them setups is?
I would say minimum of 10.
Oh, I'd say more than that.
Steph Curry got involved.
Because they got
with
those
it.
The three sensors, and I'd say I bet you it's closer to $20,000 for one
I know
of those
Steph
days.
Curry got involved with the company because of the fact that he was so enamored by it. Little fun fact, but my buddy here in town that I met when I moved here was on the mini tours for a while. They used to call it the Hooters Tour and whatever. And when they would travel, like you when you travel. But obviously being a golfer, not a comedian, he wanted to practice even when they weren't at the course.
Mm-hmm.
And little fun fact, he taught me, like when we traveled, when I was with the Rockets traveling too, he would tell me, hey, if you want to practice your golf swing on the road, you can do it. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, not the original curtain, but you know, between the window and the original curtain, there's like that, it's almost like a plastic, or sometimes it's plastic, but sometimes it's like a middle liner.
Mm-hmm.
That middle liner is supposed to be like bulletproof, or it's supposed to be super
it's
tough.
Not bulletproof.
All I know is that he told me that he would whenever he was in a city for a tournament, if you pull the curtain and the middle liner, you can hit balls into the curtains, and it just like it would be hitting it at a range net. It just hits it, drops it straight down, and you can keep hitting it.
I'd never do that.
Now, I told Ray Allen this. I told some of the guys in the NBA this. All of a sudden, I'm like a hero. Everybody's like, Ray's like, I just bring a 4-iron, a 7-iron, and a wedge. I've been hitting balls in every – I'm like, in the rooms y'all are in? I mean, I get it if I'm staying at like a Best Western or something. He goes, yeah, I'm doing it. He goes, the only thing that really cost him – I was like, he broke a window. He goes, no, I forgot my clubs in the room, and then I had to try and find them, and then I thought I was screwed and my set was all broken up. He goes, other than that – he goes, I got a lot of the guys doing it. So that's the way they used to do it. And Steph Curry's like a golfaholic. So I guess once he saw this technology and this screen, this new system, I think he was pretty enamored by it too. Like you were. I was too, I think. Now, if you get the one you texted me, does that include the other games, the football and the dodgeball?
No, that's just golf, and it's just a driving range. It's not okay. Like
oh, it's not
playing,
the courses?
Yeah, you're not playing 18 holes or none of that.
Okay.
That'd be fine with that.
Still very, very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did get the bug. I didn't really get a chance to hit that much that day, but I do want to get out there and start
swinging.
A lot
of fun. If you're in the bow, get out there.
Especially when they finish all that construction.
On the outside. Yeah, he gave myself and the Popes a tour of the outside.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool. There's 20 bays, I think.
Yeah,
I think so.
10 on the top, 10 on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Said next time we're out there, they're going to put us in the back corner so we can watch the outside while they hit and all that. So that'll be cool.
But you know what? The whole thing first class, because they even have their own internet girl that videotaped all when we were on the air and everything like that. And we weren't even an hour into the show, and he sent it to me. They had already done a montage video of Five Under Golf with ESPN 97.5, and it was shots of us, shots of people at the bays, shots of people with the food. I think they showed Nick's burger.
That burger was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff. They do it first class there. So, I mean, look, we love going to Beaumont as it is, but going to that spot took it up a notch.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Really, so hopefully cool. We'll do that again. And talking to Chip and some of those guys, they were talking about the fact that maybe this is what gets us going back to the 409, even after football season.
So Titan Hugo wants us to talk about the Titans. We already did.
And we did.
Not doing that again.
They got a shot. There's two games left against the Texans. Have a nice day.
You think they split those two? Texans-Titans?
I'll tell you this. I'd say this. If you're the Texans, you better hope you do. Mm. That would be best case scenario for you. Because I say right now, if there's a team that should be favored to win both of them, it's Tennessee.
You think Tennessee's favored? I think the home team should be favored in both.
But they won't be because of the, well, they'll be favored. But I think the outcome, look, and this goes back to when you initially brought Tennessee into the picture. I was like, no, they're notorious for, right when you start thinking that you should buy the bill of goods, they start selling out on you. I don't see them finishing strong, but you got to give them credit. And like you said, we talked about all the different position groups where they're pretty strong. They're playing better football than the Texans, and the Texans at home have been awful for the most part. The Carolina game, they were awful. The Raiders game, they weren't great. And then you got this egg they laid last night or yesterday. I could see Tennessee taking both games.
Okay. I don't think that'll happen, but
I don't either. I don't think it will, but I could see it happening.
So who is the Titans' other game? Because right now they're both 8-5, right? So the Titans' other game. Look, we said we weren't going to talk Titans. Damn it.
I mean, it's part of the.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Hugo. Titans' other game is the Saints.
Oh.
Titans can't afford to split.
Right.
Titans have to win both of these games because they're not beating the Saints.
Yeah.
So they've got to win both games versus the Texans to win this division.
The bad thing is, I was thinking about it yesterday.
Because I think, too, if they split, I think Texans still have the tiebreaker because they have the tiebreaker right now.
I think that's correct. But I was looking at it going, they're not quite the NFC East, but this division.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a great division.
Okay. I'm like, man, you're going to get another team that gets in and, like, God, it's not pretty football right now.
No, it's not great. But, I mean.
I was pulling for the Raiders
hard yesterday. You've got, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that the team that a wild card comes out of this division. It's not out of the realm of possibilities.
It's not likely either.
Well, I think what's more likely is, yeah, because actually, if you use logic, if the Texans can run the table or win 2 out of 3 or whatever, then yeah, that means Tennessee probably loses 2 out of 3, which definitely takes them out of contention.
Yep.
For a wild card. So, you know, who's the wild card right now? It is Buffalo and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
And speaking of Buffalo, I kind of thought this was going to happen with Buffalo, that they were going to lay another egg. Anytime they play a team that's decent, they don't do well. I mean, this is a Buffalo team that they haven't beat anyone of consequence all year long.
But they had a chance yesterday, and they were driving. And the thing is, I'm with you. I continually look at this Buffalo team going, they're going to do what they always do, like we just talked about with Tennessee. They're going to get you. They're going to tease you. They're going to get you close, and then they're just going
to
bail.
They've played two good teams all year, literally two good teams all year, and lost to both of them. They've lost to the Ravens. They've lost to the Patriots. The rest of their schedule, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the easiest schedule.
But when you watch them play, it's a different Buffalo Bills team than in the past. Their defense is really, really good. And as much as you want to crap on the offense and everything else, they have some weapons now. They're maturing as an offense. They moved the football. And like I said, they had a chance yesterday to down one score and driving to where you're like, I mean, to me, they got the Patriots one more time. And that's the thing. With New England losing yesterday, I realize it's a long shot, but Buffalo could end up getting in that division talk. They could be in the mix for it, but they got to take care of some serious business. But I like the way this team is constructed right now. I'm not saying that they're as good as, you know, the best in the AFC, but they hung with Baltimore yesterday.
Yeah, they hung with them.
What?
Such an idiot. He is such an idiot in our ear sometimes. They hung with them, but what does their schedules look like? Because I tell you right now, I just looked it up.
Yeah.
strength of schedule, Bills have the second easiest schedule in the NFL.
Don't hate them
and
for
they're, that. I'm not hating them for it, but they haven't beat anybody good.
But like say, look at the division. The division's so bad that your schedule's going to be a cakewalk in a lot of ways because you're playing the Dolphins and the Jets twice.
They've got the Steelers, the Patriots, and the Jets.
Okay.
Well, they lose the next two out of three.
But guess what? If they don't and they beat
they're
New England.
They're on the road at Pittsburgh and they're on the road at New England.
They could run the table too. I know it.
You think the Bills run the table?
Stranger things have happened. New England looks like a team that's got a lot of issues right now. Buffalo, if they get that game, they should win the other two. They got a shot.
Well, don't sleep on Pittsburgh. They've won three in a row.
I know.
They're playing well. Now, they haven't beat anybody good either.
Speaking of throws, too, if you didn't see the throw that Duck threw.
In the last three.
he threw an out, a hard out on the goal line that had to be on the outside on a laser beam. So the D-back didn't get to it, and it was there, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe that's what the Steelers saw in this kid. He's got a gun.
Steelers, their signature win all year is the Rams. They still haven't beaten anybody of consequence. They played the Patriots, Hawks, and Niners. Remember, they opened up a season 0-3 against those teams.
But the Rams did some work last night that I didn't see coming
either. Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out. Lots more to talk about in the NFL. Obviously, it was the game of the week. It was that Niners-Saints game. We can talk about that. Chiefs-Patriots, we already alluded to who won that game. But lots to go on in the NFL and lots more to get to. Before we get to all that, though.
Yeah, hey, guys, are you ready to heat up things this Christmas? Then go with a win-win this year. Give your significant other something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday at the same time. I'm talking about the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy from our friends at Pajamagram. Guys, let's face it. It's hard to be hot when you're freezing cold. I know that, being in this studio all the time. You know how that is, right? Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie and the coziness of a footy pajamas. And don't worry, when you get it, you don't have to wrap it. Some of y'all are terrible at wrapping presents, I'm sure. So Pajamagram is going to include free gift wrapping when you place your order. And they're backed by 100% lifetime guarantee. And delivery guaranteed by Christmas. You literally are risking nothing. And if you want more, I'll give you more. Pajamagram celebrating their 10 years of Hoodie Footies. So right now, for a limited time, you're going to save $10 on adult-sized Hoodie Footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Don't forget, just put in SAVE10 at checkout and go to pajamagram.com right now. Use that code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. SAVE10 when you check out. Tell them Barry sent you.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Always good to see the face of the 12 Days of Christmas wandering
she's
the halls.
She's killing it, too, on those videos.
Courtney.
Go to at ESPN 97.5 on Instagram.
Loves her some videos to tell the peeps about what's going on and what's the giveaway of the day for the 12 Days of Christmas. And when she's not doing that, she's the queen of the suspects, so she's hanging with Nick, trying to get a little bit closer to...
I got to give a shout-out to Courtney, because I know that Donna would also like me to give a shout-out to Courtney, because Donna said, Barry, can you please, the last three times I've been to y'all's remotes, they didn't have any medium shirts. Please, can you make sure there's a medium shirt in there for me? And I said, Donna, I got you. I texted Courtney. She was like, I got you, boo-boo. Don't worry about it. She put the mediums in there. And then when we get there, I'm like, hey, do y'all have a meeting? They're like, no. I was like, oh. And then they found it. So good job. Thank you, Courtney. Always taking care of the suspects. We appreciate you. That's why she's the queen of the suspects.
Plus, those new cute keychains are way better than the old
cute
ESPN.
Keychains. Cute.
We have keychains?
We have a keychain that's new, cute.
I did not say cute at all.
Oh, I'll go back.
Your ears
you
are 97 years old and you didn't hear cute. You heard new.
I heard cute.
Oh, see, you're old, too. You're a damn dinosaur too, Barry.
They're,
but anyway, what I'm trying to say is that the keychains that Courtney came up with are way better than the old ones.
What are they? Do we have them yet? I haven't seen them.
The promotion team always brings them.
I don't know what that is.
Are they bottle openers? The promotion team. He's
it has a bottle opener in the middle. It's a better bottle opener, I feel.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, cool.
What? Okay. Shout out to Donna, though.
No, you don't get the double.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I
go ahead.
Yeah. Look, between you and Nick telling me what to do, I feel like I'm at home. Donna, when I was getting ready to leave, and I always bitch about the fact that getting there is no problem to the B, but leaving Beaumont, I always get stuck in traffic as I get closer to Houston, and it takes me two and a half hours to get home. She gave me the Highway 90 route, kind of through a different less travel. Fantastic route. Saved me 45 minutes. I even tweeted her and texted her that. Appreciate that. That was very much
cool.
Helpful. That helped me get home on time.
Somebody said Costco has those golf things, and they have the different games on them too, but it's 17-ger.
Oh,
I'm not paying 17 racks. I'm sorry.
And Costco's supposed to be giving you a deal at $17,000 for one of those things?
Not happening, Broseph.
I'll just use it when I go to 5-under. Let's
go play golf. Yeah, let's go to 5-under.
I'll go to 5-under and call it. Or I told you what the interesting thing is that my gym downtown, they went through this massive upgrade. They finally put some money back into the club. And one of the things they did was in their restaurant, their kind of like, you know, quick restaurant, they put one of those in. And now all the guys that are businessmen in Houston, they bring their clubs, and for lunch they play 9 holes competitively against other guys while they eat lunch in the club downtown.
That's pretty cool.
If you could do it, it's pretty neat.
Yeah,
yeah, to be able to do that.
Too bad it didn't help AJ bring his clubs.
The fact that you told me he swung and missed.
Not only did he swing and miss, but then Donna, I think it was Donna that told me, she's the one that told him to stick to radio.
She did that in front of us. Yes, that was fantastic.
Because he hit one that like ricocheted off the ceiling and then bounced through the bar. She was like, AJ, stick to radio, which is great.
At some point, we got to believe that someone's going to hit an errant shot in that place that's going to break something.
That window or a TV.
Or one of the bottles out behind the bar. Something's going to get broken.
Of course.
Because of the fact that you can't take it, you know, you can only take people so many places. They're still going to be who they are and screw things up.
Yeah.
We were talking NFL before the break. And I'm just going to fair warning to the peeps. And we talk about this all the time because we love the suspects. But a lot of times when you take the liberties too far, and you start telling us what we need to do and how we need to do it, it can backfire on you because we've got some salt on the show when we need to. So with that being said, Cody is on the phone. He's already texted to say to Nick that we need to take his call. He doesn't want to win the golf we're giving away. He wants to talk about his bills. Cody, I'm warning you, Barry Salty, and you violated a rule by trying to tell us what to do. Welcome.
This Barry get off my llama lawn, whatever you want to call it, guy, wants to give away golf stuff while he's talking about the bills just so I can't get in.
That was the best you had? That was it.
That's
how you started this whack-ass call.
The Texans had the worst schedule.
Are you talking Bills or Texans? What are you talking, Bills or Texans?
Hey, we could talk about the Bills last year, too. You had to wait for Nate Peterman to come in and throw 2 interceptions.
Cody, you realize no one in this city cares about the Bills except you and AJ, right? Like, literally nobody.
Throw AJ in there, yeah.
There's plenty of Bills fans in the city.
There's not, no. This is a garbage-ass team that no one cares about.
No, you got Christian Tailgate in Midtown.
When's the last time the Bills won a division?
All Bills fans, all the time.
Bye.
When's the last time Houston made it to the AFC anything?
I just asked when's the last time they won a division. Bye.
When's the last time Houston made it to the AFC championship?
Why did we take this call again? Because literally no one cares.
You wanted to poop on them. That's why.
Literally no one cares about the Bills.
Cody, are you wearing your reflective vest while you're talking to us to be safe in traffic?
I got my helmet and my crayons, but, I mean, that's besides the point. If Barry wants to poo-poo on the schedule, we just play who they put on the schedule.
You don't play for the Bills, bro.
I knew that was coming,
Cody, you don't play for the Bills, so don't say we.
Oh, get out of here.
No, you get out of here.
You're gone.
You can leave him. I don't care.
There you go. he knew. He took the medicine before we gave it to him.
Yeah, no one cares. No one wants to hear Cody try to prop up the Bills. It's like you said, they are what they are. They're a wild card team that's got a tough schedule left.
Think about how many listeners we have that we can actually pinpoint them to a team.
Yeah. I'm impressed with what the Bills have done this year. I'm not going to lie.
You should be.
Yeah, they have far exceeded expectations, because I think everyone thought that the Patriots were just going to run away with that division again. So props where it's due. Just don't sit there and tell us, demand we answer the phone. Come on, bro.
I mean,
can't be doing that. Plus, when the Bills lose to the Steelers and the Patriots, I bet they don't call back.
Oh, yeah, there'll be plenty of calls.
We won't hear from Cody.
On which team goes on a run late, we're going to hear from one of the suspects that's a fan of those teams. It never fails. You know what else never fails? When you're trying to get out of the house or you've been doing too much holiday shopping and you're looking for a place to go, there's nothing like Twin Peaks, because they do everything you don't want to do when you're at home, and they do it all for you. From the 29-degree draft beers served by the beautiful Twin Peaks girls to the made-from-scratch menu items for appetizers and main courses, if you can believe it can be done for you there at Twin Peaks, because you don't have to do it yourself. And, of course, with all the viewing, there's all the screens and all the sports packages, so you can watch soccer and NBA and college basketball and NFL and bowl games and never have to worry about a thing, and you can see them all at your table, and they'll put on whatever screens you want, whatever games you're looking to see. If you can't believe it, the holidays are just around the corner, and it doesn't get more festive and easier to watch sports and have fun and relax than Twin Peaks Lodges. 5 area Houston locations where you can stop in, and you can book with them and add some scratch food, booze, and scenic views to your holiday party. Maybe you're looking for an employee party or just a bunch of friends that want to get out after shopping and hang out for a bit. Book a table so that you can take care of all the details and relax for a while in this stressful time. Contact your favorite Twin Peaks for more information today, or go to twinpeaksrestaurant.com/locations. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Gotta be Twin Peaks.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.